of course, there's always so much more. This is just a taste of all the special events. We have daily story times. We have daily after-school activities every single week.
And stuff for the little kiddos, mums and little ones. Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet, WFPR.FM, and on the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial, 102.9, in the car, in the home, somewhere near and around. Otherwise, go to WFPR.FM on the internet, anywhere. We're here today, speaking of a space, in the place, in the studio, again, with our outreach librarian, Mitzi Guzzi. Mitzi, happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Steve. another glorious, glorious time to let Franklin know about all the wonderful things happening at the library.
And March is kind of like marched forward, but we're getting into April, and no fooling about it. April is coming.
April is coming, but I do have a little bit of tomfoolery to get in touch with.
Oh, we can get into that. People like fun.
Exactly. So, to start, library hours, Monday through Thursday, same old, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are still open Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. And FYI, the library will be closed Monday, April 15th for Patriots Day.
Or Tax Day. Actually, Tax Day delays because Monday falls on the 15th as well.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, but, yep, Tax Day is also around that corner. Speaking of which, there are only so many Saturdays left. Mm-hmm. If you want help preparing your taxes and make less than $64,000 a year abouts, or have problems with English, have a disability, something like that, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program should be able to help you. If you want an appointment, come to the site any Saturday before April 15th between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. We'll go through, verify your paperwork. If we have someone there, we'll help you right there. If you need to make an appointment for a later date because going through the intake process can take half hour, 45 minutes, we'll get you that priority queue in the line so that the next Saturday comes up, you're guaranteed.
Right. So site meaning you go into the library on a Saturday between those hours, 10 to 4.
Exactly.
Right.
More often than not, we're in the friends room, but we do bop around
depending
a little bit.
Depending on the events going on.
Yep. Depending on the events going wrong, we do bop around, but for the most part, in the friends building. We've actually almost hit 30 people helped so far this season.
Good.
Our score last year was 33, so we're set to improve.
Sounds like it's going to go past that. Yes. Yes.
All right. Now, getting into the special events and some of that tomfoolery. For kids this month, the take and make is a cherry blossom windsock. Those are available Monday, April 1st. And they are gone in a snap. So, first come, first served on all of those, and supplies are, as always, are limited.
Right.
We also are going to be starting our Earth Day bingo on that Monday. And then, jumping forward to the 12th, we'll have Animals in the Spring, which is a real animals program, ideals for ages 5+. It's a focus on animals that are coming out of hibernation, and specifically ones that are local to New England. That will be on Friday, April 12th at 1 o'clock p.m. And then on April 13th, the Animal Fun continues as our good friends Animal Affair will be back at 10 o'clock a.m. And we've got the furry and feathered friends that Animal Affair, the traveling petting zoo, brings along for everyone to come and pet, brush, feed, hold, and just interact with some really cute, fuzzy animals. following up with the Toe Jam Pumpit Band on Tuesday, April 16th, which is getting into spring vacation week, I do believe.
Yes.
That'll be happening at 10:30 a.m. The Toe Jam Pumpit Band is always a hilarious, fun show for kids. Then April 17th at 10:30 a.m., we have a magic show. Following that, on Thursday, April 18th at 10:30 a.m., we have the Banana Band for a super fun, high-energy, interactive music concert for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And then April 20th at 10:30 a.m., we have a little bit of fairy tale fun that you might be getting a special visit for some interactive storytelling and possibly a photo or two. Asking the question, when will your life begin, might be a clue on who our special guest might be. And then ending the month with a special animal story time on April 27th, that's a Saturday, at 10:30 a.m. Now, this one does require registration, so...
The only one of the series we've covered so far.
Yes, everything else, come in down and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be Dr. Rosie Helps the Animals, which is a stuffed animal story time.
Ooh. So you've had an animal theme through some of those, too, as well.
Yes.
Yes. But
very
all fun as well.
Exactly. It's really, we're looking forward to it. We want spring to be sprung.
Mm-hmm.
We want that past tense.
And that's not fooling around. We are definitely, especially even in New England, it's been cloudy, dreary, not a whole lot of snow, but we're ready for spring.
Yes. Very ready. For teens, we are having a wire wrapping jewelry event on Wednesday, April 17th at 5:30 p.m. And this will be a fun way to learn some simple wire wrapping projects, bending techniques, specifically how to make jump rings. And while materials are provided, if you have a current project that you want some help with,
mm-hmm.
feel free to bring it by.
Okay.
And then we get into the adults. Now, for the adults, we have a hybrid program, which means it's in person at the library and also over Zoom.
Yep.
That is Thursday, April 18th at 6:30 p.m. And that is the program, How to Steal a Masterpiece.
Are you advocating that?
So... we'll be exploring the underworld of stolen art, examining the little-known stories of some of history's greatest heists.
Mm-hmm.
We have art historian Mallory Mortiaro leading us through some of the most significant art thefts in the last century and a half, questioning and discussing how the legitimate art market has managed to pique the interest of so many mm-hmm. criminals. We will most likely be getting into a certain local art heist that is still...
unsolved.
Yep.
Yep. Although I think there was an article recently about the Globe where somebody had shared a photo and it looked like, maybe that's one of those pictures that is missing appearing in the photo.
Quite possibly. So, new clues abound. If you're interested in the Isabella Stewart Gardner theft, or just art in general, this will be a really fun conversation about how art goes missing.
Mm-hmm.
Following that up, I'm now going to get into a little bit of a tomfoolery.
Uh-oh.
So, Saturday, April 13th, all right? 3 o'clock p.m.
Not so lucky on the 13th. We're going to be doing tomfoolery, but there should be some fun with that.
It's not a Friday, though. It's a Saturday.
It's a day after. Right.
There's no registration required. We have a concert for all you April Fools out there.
Oh.
Now, this is being presented by two performers named Peter and Sue, where they'll be going over nonsense songs, comedy classics, things that you would expect from Woody Guthrie, Tom Lehrer, Alan Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I'm very excited. Tom Lehrer is one of my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get a rendition, if we can get everyone singing "We'll All Go Together When We Go," I will be very, very amused.
There are a lot of very funny songs. So, yeah, that should be a good time. I'm sure they'll hit some of the better known, likely, and certainly those that certainly involve participation. So,
exactly. Yeah. If you,
I mean, if whether you're a fan, you sing or not.
Whether you sing or not, if you're a fan of some semi-dark humor or nonsense comedy songs, this will be the show to see. And again, that's April 13th at 3 o'clock p.m. And also, we have our community discussion coming up for our community read, Rough Sleepers. We've scheduled that for April. So we're going to invite the community to come in, have that discussion. I know a bunch of book groups in the community have already kind of hashed some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Share your findings with us. Let's bring the whole community in on a discussion for Rough Sleepers. We have two times for that. So the first one is going to be April 4th, and that's at 6:30 p.m. So the people that are working 9 to 5 but still want to have part of that community talk, there's a day for you. And we're also meeting on April 27th at 2 o'clock p.m., which is a Saturday.
And the 4th is a Thursday for those who don't have their calendar handy.
Exactly. So a Thursday afternoon early in the month, and a Thursday evening early in the month, and a Saturday afternoon later in the month, just to kind of give the general timeline where everyone has a chance to kind of communicate their thoughts and feelings and what this book brought to them.
Right. And if people are not aware of the book, obviously there are many chances to go find, read, certainly through the library, local bookstores. But Rough Sleepers is effectively kind of a current term, but it came out of Europe, as I understand, that refers to the homeless.
Yes. And the book itself follows I don't want to say extraordinary, because it seems the book itself, the way things moved, to me, what was most impactful about it was how ordinary his life journey was.
Right.
And it's following a man who went to be a doctor later on in life and became involved with a community outreach to the homeless centered around providing health care. And there are the nonprofit that is based around still exists to this day.
Yeah, it's a local one based in Boston.
Yep.
Coincidentally, so you may recognize in certain of the aspects, and having worked in Boston, walked Boston streets, so it's like, oh, I've been there.
And we even have people in our community who know some of the members for that nonprofit.
Sure.
So please bring those stories, encourage those people to reach out, and it'll add to our conversation. It'll add to our understanding of what we would hope would not be a problem in a country as prosperous as ours. In a community as prosperous as ours.
Yeah, and that's obviously the immigrant-migrant situation is separate, certainly related, but homelessness in terms of affordable housing, if some people have two incomes and then suddenly one loses it, you're at risk.
Yeah.
Homelessness is an issue in the United States. Franklin is not immune. We don't see it as much because we don't really have kind of the support services that the bigger cities have. The Bostons, the Worcesters, etc. So, yeah.
And you see it more where there's support and where there's help. And the other thing to really hammer home is that, as you said, this isn't a migrant problem. This is an everybody problem. This can happen to anyone.
Sure.
This can happen to someone who makes $100,000 a year. All it takes is one bad fall. And it can happen to really anyone.
Yep.
So count your lucky stars.
Yeah.
And let's have a real discussion on not only the realities of it, but maybe what we know about that where we could help.
Yeah, and there was a recent council meeting that introduced the crisis intervention team, which is a collaboration amongst police, fire, senior center, health department in the town's efforts to at least address those situations as they become known. So occasionally the police will respond to something or fire will respond to something, but then making sure that they coordinate the efforts.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's a developing scenario. We can include the link to that particular meeting in case you want to tap into, you know, what the town is doing currently.
Mm. All right. Doom and gloom aside, back to April fun. We have our special events for all ages coming up. One of them being a solar eclipse celebration on Saturday, April 6th, starting at 1 p.m. Now, this is one of our normal, like, kiddo-friendly, but definitely a family affair. Adults right. welcome. We'll be doing crafts and coloring and games and snacks centered around the solar eclipse that is set to hit New England in April.
Monday,
April 8th. We have a timeline for when the eclipse will be showing over Franklin. We'll be handing out solar eclipse glasses. It will be at 93%.
93%. So
it'll never be safe to look directly at the sun without eclipse glasses or some sort of film in front of your eyes.
That
applies to your cameras, too.
Right, yes.
Your cameras are just as sensitive as your eyes. Trying to take a photo while not looking might fry the lenses of your phone. Mm-hmm. So beware.
Yep.
We'll have vendor information for the solar eclipse glasses that are recommended by the American Astronomical Association.
If I recall, those who may have listened to March, we included the links in the show notes because we mentioned it then and
beautiful.
We have that. So we'll include that this time around as well.
That would be wonderful because safety cannot be mentioned when it comes to something as dangerous as a giant nuclear reactor. It is a couple billion miles away, but it is still a nuclear reactor.
Right.
So is not necessarily a good idea.
Yeah, while we look at the sun every single day, this is a particular time when we really shouldn't.
Even looking at the sun, you look up and you blink almost immediately out of reflex because it's so dangerous.
Right.
This time it's going to be, you're going to have less of that impulse, so there's a real danger to hurting yourself. So we'll be going over some of that safety and a lot of the fun. And again, we'll be handing out the solar glasses that we received as a part of our participation in SEAL, which is a NASA outreach initiative.
Okay.
About the eclipse. So
Sounds good.
Be fun.
Yes.
Then on Saturday, April 13th at 2:00 p.m., we have our Holi color throw. Now, Holi is a special festival, especially for
Holi, H-O-L-I,
yes.
as opposed to the normal H-O-L-Y.
Exactly. It's a festival celebration out of the Indian subcontinent, and we'll be celebrating that on the library lawn and in the Dean Grove. We'll have music, activities, and color. Wear something you don't mind getting messy. And we do have a rain date posted in the event, so that'll be the 27th of April. It's another Saturday. So keep that in mind.
Okay, now you mentioned the library lawn. Okay, I know where that is. The Dean Grove, is that kind of part of the dorm next door where there's some trees as well?
Yes. So when you're looking at the front of the library and you see that swathe of grass to the left as you're facing the building. As you're facing the building, that swathe of grass to the left. We often do bubbles there.
And you've got a little platform,
patio
piece.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Over there. That is where we will be.
Okay.
Then on April 14th is a Sunday, all right? One of our rare Sunday events. At 2:00 p.m., we have our Eid celebration. Now, this is a continuing program that we've done a couple of times now, a lot of community involvement to celebrate Eid and the culture surrounding it and what it brings to our community. On April 19th, from 1 to 4 p.m., everybody come on down. We have our favorite mobile mini golf.
Oh.
So mini golf will be going on throughout the library again on April 19th. That's a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
From 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
And that's the school vacation week, I think,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Ooh.
Now, children under age 14 must be accompanied by an adult. No registration is required. This is a great thing for, you know, a group of teens want to get together. Mm. Come down to the library. Play some mini golf. Have some fun.
Have some fun. Be
kiddos
a little competitive,
parents.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Kiddos and parents, come down. Have fun. I'm hoping we get some of the Dean kids to mm-hmm. come over and have a good time.
And I think you'll end up in different places in the library, effectively exploring the library in some rooms if you haven't already.
Yes, which
is
very
nice. Which is the intent of that, yes.
And then we'll be rounding off the month on Saturday, April 27th, starting pretty much right when the library opens. We are hosting with the First Lego League Alarm team.
Yes.
So they are helping us with the Stephen Green First Lego League Explore Showcase.
Ooh.
So over the fall into the winter, we had the First Lego League Explore program mm-hmm. running on Wednesday
sure.
after school.
Yep. Yep.
And so we'll get to see what those kids have done. But we also have another 11 robotics teams that will be exhibiting their projects for the First Lego League Masterpiece season for 2023-2024. So this will be a great opportunity not only to support the kids and to, you know, be like, yay, mm-hmm. you're doing it, STEM, robotics, woo,
sure.
woo.
Yes.
But also a way to learn about the different teams that are local to our area.
Absolutely.
So different opportunities. If the team at the Little Red Schoolhouse doesn't meet your schedule,
mm-hmm.
there might be another local team that does. If you have a kiddo that's interested in STEM and robotics, this is your opportunity to learn about what is going on in and around our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we just recently shared there's a Sound and Sense group, which just won one of those other first category competitions. So
nice.
That news is just out. And it was, and I had to clarify, it's like, Sound and Sense, is that related to 4-H Alarm? No, they're not.
Nope.
So it's a separate group.
Yep. But yeah, it's a great way to get involved in STEM. It's a great way to introduce yourself to robotics and also programming and the logic that mm-hmm. goes around it.
Absolutely.
I do a lot of the coding programs at the library, but my expertise is more on the software side
right.
and the coding part. The robotics side and the mechanical engineering involved is sadly outside of my wheelhouse, and the alarm folks have been really great for providing that opportunity
mm-hmm.
to explore that side.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, respectfully, you only have so many hours in the day. With all you do, can you go play with some other stuff? You'd like to, perhaps, but,
I would
you know.
Love to. I would love to. I have some mechanical engineer friends that I would love to take some classes from. But, yeah, no, between
so
the crafts and the taxes and mm-hmm. the computer science and
and recording once a month to tell what's happening.
So it's a lot. It's a lot, but it's a lot of fun too.
Of course.
Now,
of course.
Within
and
all
we're
that,
we're not fooling about the fun part.
Oh no, God no! We never fool about the fun. We'll fool about a lot of other things, but never the fun.
No.
We also have the library's book sale. It's Friday, April 19th, and Saturday, April 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Normal hours, 1 to 5 on the 19th, 9 to noon on the 20th, with the bag sale from 1 to 4 on the 20th. It's a great opportunity to come down to the library, find some books on the cheap, and
mm-hmm.
enjoy the other programs that we throw in around that time.
Yes.
Such as one mobile mini golf, maybe,
mm-hmm.
if I do past tense, sir.
Sure, yeah. This past month there was an Irish group playing
yes.
some fantastic
Mary
Irish
Kim
music.
So much fun. I love her.
Yeah.
I have some personal connections to that group out of the Blackstone River Theater when
mm-hmm.
I did some volunteering there. So
yes.
she's always a delight.
Yeah, they were fun.
To kind of end off some things left over for this month, I want to I want to emphasize that there's another opportunity to get solar eclipse glasses. I am running a little lecture seminar on a open source software called Stellarium.
Yes.
That's this Thursday. So that is, I have no idea what day it is. Time stopped being a thing.
21st?
The 21st. Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
I had to pause and look at the calendar in my mental mind and say, oh, there it is.
Stellarium is a planetarium software that basically lets you either project or just view on your screen the night sky in 3D.
Yep.
It does have some archaeological aspects to it as well, as the math formulas applied will take you back with some accuracy. So you might be able to see what stars you were actually born under.
Ooh.
With a grain of salt. With a grain of salt, it's a simulation. It's math. Sometimes you can't carry the pie and things go wrong.
Right.
So always have the information verified if you're trying to do anything concrete with it.
Right.
But as a fun resource for learning about the night sky, showing what the night sky will look like without all of the light pollution, it's a great thing. And I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be some fun.
Yep.
And we also have our Easter egg hunt coming up.
Yes.
Again, on the library lawn and in the Dean Grove.
Because most people would think Easter is in April, and because of the calendar, the way it fell out this year, no, it's not.
No, it's at the very tail end of March.
Yeah.
But those are the two big things that I would say would really be on my radar, at least, for the end of the month, as we're getting into April, of all things.
There's no fooling about it.
No.
March has marched on, or will be marching on daily, and April is around the corner, so.
Although April Fool's being a Monday, I don't know.
That's going to be a tough way to start the week.
Yeah.
Hopefully the week will go well the rest of the week.
Ah, but that's really, that's what I got. And, of course, there's always so much more.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a taste of all the special events. We have daily story times. We have daily after-school activities every single week.
And stuff for the little kiddos, mums and little ones.
Going all the way up through teens and adults.
The calendar is full. You can always go check the calendar, Town of Franklin Library, there's a calendar. You can even filter it for your particular group, et cetera, and see just those key pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, of course, the social media world, so you're on a few of the platforms, so you can always make some updates and say, oh, by the way, this is happening, come on down.
We're on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, not anywhere else, really. Twitter and Instagram are kind of secondary to the Facebook, though. Facebook is the most innocuous, like the least offensive, I guess I could say, at this point in time, with my experience in social media. But you will find all of our events there, and actually months out, usually.
Right. Yeah. And, of course, we, from the studio perspective with Franklin.news and Franklin Matters, tried to share, obviously, with the audio, and then in our cultural calendar, the weekly calendar, all the details as well, and then going back to the town library page, because if there's anything we missed, oh, there they are.
Yep.
It's there.
And if it hasn't hit there yet, it's most likely hit our room booking software, which is another calendar that we maintain.
Yes.
Yeah. And so if it hasn't hit the town calendar yet, more likely than not, it's hit that one.
Right.
There are a lot of places to check, but the reason I bring up the room booking one is that's where you would register for any of our events that require registration. That's where you go to snipe your spot for Artsy Afternoons, Weekend Watercolor.
And that link is part of each of the events that require the registration.
We put that link in there.
Yeah.
It's also generally available on the library's main page under the link Calendar of Events. It's one of the main links on that left-hand blue navigation bar.
Okay. Good to know. Cool. Well, thank you for taking time to tell us all about April. There's a lot going on as usual.
Thank you so much for taking the time to help us broaden our reach so that we can let Franklin know what's going on. There's so much going on, and I know we're missing people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, hopefully we won't miss too many, especially with April. Oh, were we recording? Yes, we were. We weren't fooling about this.
Oh, my God.
It's not her heart April just yet, jumped. Steve. Her heart just jumped.
It's not April 1st yet. You got me already.
And we do this because Franklin matters.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.